Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Charlie Jones has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and will make a deep run in the UIL playoffs. George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's men's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle Fisher, and live from Straight Jesuit College Prep in Houston, Texas, it's George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. We're at the home of the Crusaders tonight in 23-6A basketball. The Longhorns come in here at 16-3, tied for first place in the district at 4-1. The Crusaders are 11-13, 2-3 in district play, and in sixth place in 23-6A, right before this one this evening. Other games we'll keep our eye on tonight. Taylor is at Elsick, Dawson at Hastings, and Brazoswood down at the home of the Oilers at Pearland High School. So we'll keep tabs on those games as this one progresses. One of our few road games outside of the playoffs in the basketball season. We generally stay at George Ranch and then broadcast either the varsity women's game or the varsity men's game, whoever is at home. But there is no corresponding women's game tonight, so we're on the air on the road with the Longhorns tonight from Straight Jesuit. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have our nightly interview with Charlie Jones. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thanks, Brett Dolan. We're back at Straight Jesuit High School for the Longhorns at the Crusaders. Both teams working on a one-game winning streak. The Crusaders beat Brazoswood 83-53 down in Clute, and George Ranch took care of the Elsick Rams 71-56 at the ranch last Friday night. Both teams a little bit of momentum, beating their last opponent. Coming into this ball game at Straight tonight, we had our chance, as we normally do, to talk to Charlie Jones. Here's our interview. It's halftime during the JV game. Longhorns on the wrong side of a 36-20 score. At half, we're at Strake Jesuit High School, and Charlie Jones is here. Welcome in.
Welcome on the road. This should be a fun one for you tonight.
All right, tell me, first of all, you and I were talking off air. Tell me about Silent Night.
Yeah, they're doing Silent Night. The kids are going to come out and dress up in costumes, and they're going to stay quiet until Strake scores their 10th point, and then they're going to erupt. So it's going to be a fun atmosphere. Hopefully the kids adapt to it.
Yeah, you were talking about that last night on last time we were together on the post game show, that you had something special for the fans. So I guess that's it.
Yeah, that was the one we had tonight. So we wanted some of our fans to come out so we could equalize it. But we'll see. We've been road warriors this year, played well at home, so we're going to try to take care of our business on the road.
Yeah, last Friday night, a good game at Longhorns Gym. What did you learn about your club in that game?
The same thing we've been doing all year. They just played good basketball and fought through adversity. I think we got down by about 9 points in the second quarter. They didn't quit. They stayed together and fought, and they're one game, one practice at a time.
And your big guys maintained as they normally do, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, but you had contributions from some other guys as well.
Yeah, we always preach teamwork, and we need everybody. You know, Stephen Woods had a great scoring game. Ori came in and did really well for us. So we're going to need everybody tonight on the road. You never know what can happen. So hopefully we put together a good team effort.
What do the Crusaders have?
They have a guard that can really score, you know, and everybody else just does their role. They make shots. They play hard. They're well coached. I mean, it's Strake. You know, Strake always does a good job, so we got to be ready to play.
I guess that's a guy you're looking to isolate and let him get his double-digit scoring and keep everybody below 10.
Yeah, hopefully if he gets to his double digits like normal, we make him make it a hard double digits. But, yeah, we want to keep everybody else in single digits and just play good basketball.
So when you have a tough shooting guard, does that change your defense at all as opposed to somebody who's down low?
No, usually you play the same way. Luckily, we have some good guards on our team, so we see it every day in practice. So we get to practice against it, and we just play the way we play, take care of ourselves, and we should be okay.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Charlie Jones talking about Strake Jesuit. They're looking he was talking about Jordan Johnson. The 6'3 senior averages close to 18 points a game. And Jordan Johnson will be the guy that the Longhorns will try to isolate. They'll allow him to score in double digits, try to hold everybody else in single digits. And they've been successful doing that. That's been a Charlie Jones theme for as long as he's been coaching the ball club. And this year especially, the Longhorns have been able to do that night after night, where they'll allow one of the opposition scorers to get his double figures, but then keep everybody else under 10. Excuse me. For his Longhorns, they won't do anything different. They got their top scorers in Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, Ori Limbrick, and Stephen Woods had great games the other night, Friday night, rather, against Elsick in that 71-56 victory. Ezekiel Wandy, no points, but he averages about 4 to 5 steals a game. He got that. He cleared the boards on both ends for the Longhorns, so that was his contribution to the game. Charlie Jones very happy with everybody getting into either the scoring or the defensive sets that the Longhorns have and able to take away the opposition. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have more, give you the starting lineups, and have the opening tip. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
hockey ladies back at Strake Jesuit High School waiting for the opening tip. Here are the starting lineups, and we'll start with George Ranch. Usually start with the team on the road, and that's the Longhorns tonight. The 6'1 sophomore, Stephen Woods. A 6'4 senior, Devin Davis. A 6'3 senior, Noah Thomason. A 6'3 senior, DeLon Dean. And a 6'5 senior, Ezekiel Wandy. Stephen Woods, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, and Ezekiel Wandy. The starting five for Charlie Jones's Longhorns tonight. Some question whether it would be Stephen Woods or Ori Limbrick. At least in our pregame chat, Coach Jones indicated it would be Stephen Woods. We'll see if he changed his mind in between when we spoke to him and when we have the opening tip. If so, we'll certainly change that up for you. Otherwise, it's Woods, Davis, Thomason, DeLon Dean, Ezekiel Wandy. For the homestanding Crusaders, a 5'9 sophomore, Edgar Romero. A 6'2 junior, Luke Thornburn. A 6'2 senior, Jack Smith. A 6'3 senior, Sam Bodden. And a 6'7 senior, Liam Dillon. Edgar Romero, Luke Thornburn, Jack Smith, Sam Bodden, and Liam Dillon. The starting five for Dominic Amorosa's Crusaders here at Strake Jesuit. As we mentioned to you in briefly in the pregame, the other games tonight, Taylor is at Elsick, Dawson at Hastings, and Brazoswood down visiting the Pearland Oilers. And we'll keep you up to tabs, up to speed on those games. Presuming there is somebody reporting the games, we always are looking for a platform to get these scores over to you in 23-6A play. And we're on Max Prep's website. If somebody is scoring the games, we'll be able to keep you up to date on those. Taylor at Elsick, Dawson at Hastings, Brazoswood at Pearland, and the Longhorns here at Strake Jesuit. That's the lineup tonight in 23-6A high school basketball. The Longhorns will be moving left to right across your radio dial, across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're getting us tonight. We appreciate it. We're glad you're with us. This is live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. And ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll have the opening tip. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
All right, back at Strake Jesuit High School. Starting five being announced here to the crowd by the PA announcer. Edgar Romero, Luke Thornburn, Jack Smith, Sam Bodden, and the 6'7 senior Liam Dillon. Edgar Romero, Luke Thornburn, Jack Smith, Sam Bodden, and Liam Dillon. The starting five for Dominic Amorosa's Crusaders here at Strake Jesuit. Beautiful facility here at Strake for the basketball game tonight. And we thank everybody here at Strake Jesuit for setting us up. We're in the west corner of the gymnasium. Good vantage point for our live broadcast here, so we thank them very much for setting us up. In the jump circle, Liam Dillon for the Crusaders, and Devin Davis will jump up for George Ranch. Ball is in the air, and they're going to re-jump. A little bit of a odd jump by Devin Davis when the ball was on its way up. But again, the opening tip won by the Crusaders in the hands of Sam Bodden. Bodden has Noah Thomason on him. Clears over to Jack Smith. Down low to Liam Dillon. Shot on its way by Romero is off the mark. Rebounded by Wandy. Wandy to Noah Thomason, who drives on the basket. No good. Rebound knocked around. Back into the hands of the Longhorns. Second opportunity is no good. Devin Davis tried to get the Longhorns on the board. He couldn't get it to drop. Now in the hands of Sam Bodden. We're heading the other way. Jack Smith to Luke Thornburn. Thornburn has Davis on him. Now the switch out top to Bodden. Bodden in the corner to Thornburn. He drives on the basket, lays it up and in. Luke Thornburn gets the Crusaders on the board first. 7:01 left in the first quarter. Devin Davis, little 8-foot jump shot, no good. Cleared off the boards by Thornburn. Thornburn to Bodden. Again, the switch on top. Over to Bodden on the left side. The 6'3 senior drives down into the corner. Now dishes it off to Liam Dillon. Dillon with the turnaround. Hook shot, no good. Went around the rim and came out. Cleared off by DeLon Dean. Dean drives on the basket. And he's whistled for the offensive foul, his first. DeLon Dean came in hot and strong on the Crusaders and draws the offensive foul. A little bit of pressure applied by George Ranch. Trouble getting the ball in, and there's a whistle. And the Longhorns will get the ball under their own basket. First turnover of the ball game. That goes to the Crusaders. Couldn't get the ball in. Good D by the Longhorns. It's one into Devin Davis, and Davis puts it on the floor and then into the basket. It's 2-2. 6:20 left in the first quarter. Glad you joined us tonight for live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. The switch out top to Thornburn. Thornburn around the horn to Jack Smith. Smith drives down the lane, now dishes it off to Bodden. He blows a layup, and that's cleared off the boards by the Longhorns and Devin Davis. Shot on its way is good, the three-pointer by Devin Davis. He's got all 5 points, and 5-2 Longhorns. Foul whistled at the far end against Noah Thomason. That was away from the basket, his first. A second team foul whistled against George Ranch. I think I got to correct the basket. That three-pointer was DeLon Dean and not Devin Davis. So Dean with the three-pointer. And Davis with the lay-in, and that's the 5 points for George Ranch. On his way to the basket is Sam Bodden, and he has that one knocked away from him and then off his body out of bounds. Second turnover of the night for the Crusaders. In for George Ranch, Stephen Woods. Noah Thomason with the left-hand dribble across the timeline to DeLon Dean right in front of us here in the west corner of the gym. Now around the horn, Dean's got the ball again. Three-pointer on its way. That one off the rim, cleared away by Jack Smith. Smith ahead to Sam Bodden, and Bodden runs smack into look to DeLon Dean, who was not set. That's his second foul of the night early on. Evan Amin is in. DeLon Dean has a seat with the two personal fouls in the first 3.5 minutes of the ball game. Evan Amin back in on the court now for George Ranch. Here's Jordan Johnson, his first appearance tonight. He did not start. He's a guy that averages 17.5 points a game, drives on the basket. This one is no good, but it's knocked back in by Jack Smith. Jordan Johnson on the left side lay-in. That one rolled around and out, and the putback was good by Smith. Smith's first 2 points of the night. Drive on the basket, knocked away into the hands of the Crusaders. And Jordan Johnson. Johnson a little bit out of control on that dribble, and it goes out of bounds. But now referees say last person to touch it was Ori Limbrick. Into the lineup now, Thomas Gordon, a 6'5 senior. And having a seat, Liam Dillon. For the Crusaders, Sam Bodden walks this one up. Evan Amin on him, way out top. Evan fights through that pick. On the left side, Bodden's lay-in attempt is no good. Good D by Amin, and it's out of bounds. Foul whistled against Sam Bodden. Trying to get his own rebound. Came in a little strong there. Oliver King, a 6'4 sophomore, is in for the Crusaders. We'll update you on their five out on the floor in just a minute. Amin to Ori Limbrick on the far side. Now to Noah Thomason. Thomason, 20-foot jumper, no good. Off the mark and out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. Second turnover of the night for the Longhorns. Crusaders with two. 5-4. Longhorns by one. Ball on its way, taken away by Noah Thomason. And now taken away by the Crusaders. Teams trade turnovers, each with three now. To Johnson, who drives and lays it up and in. Jordan Johnson. Six-five, Crusaders by one. Out top is Wandy. Wandy to Limbrick on the far side. Now drive on the basket. That one is way off the mark. Dominique Dixon in the ballgame for George Ranch. That one was kind of out of control. And at the other end, Luke Thornburg gets his third and fourth points of the night. He's got four. Jack Smith with two. Jordan Johnson with two. And it's 8-5. Jump shot by Limbrick. That's off the mark. Rebounded by the Longhorns. And a three-pointer is good by Noah Thomason. We're all tied up at eight now. Drive on the basket by Johnson. That one rolls around and out. The rebound taken down by Thomas Gordon. Gordon out top to Alec Gomez in the ballgame for the Crusaders. And Gomez throws that one out of bounds. Turnover number four for the Crusaders here in the first quarter. Longhorns with three. Walking the ball up is Noah Thomason. Thomason draws Thomas Gordon way out top. Now a double team around the horn to Stephen Woods. Woods with the jump shot. And that one is partially blocked into the hands of Alec Gomez. Now out top. Three-pointer on its way by Thornburg. No good. Fight underneath the basket by Wandy and Thomas Gordon. And the award goes to George Ranch. Pressure applied by the Crusaders. Longhorns get it in to Limbrick. Limbrick working on Alec Gomez. He gets across the timeline. Now the backwards dribble to set things up over to Stephen Woods. Woods at the top of the key. Now on the right side to Limbrick. Limbrick takes his man down the lane. Now the dish underneath to Devin Davis, who leaves it up and in. Devin Davis waiting underneath. Took the pass from Stephen Woods. That puts the Longhorns ahead 10-8. And a foul. So he whistled against Stephen Woods, his first. All right, the ball inbound to Thomas Gordon. Gordon puts it up, but he's fouled. Longhorns with five team fouls now. Stephen Woods picks up his second personal foul. At the free throw line, the 6'5 senior Thomas Gordon. Gordon averages just more than 8 points a game. First free throw on its way and good. This might be when the silent night comes up, and it certainly does. When the Crusaders reach 10 points, then their fans come alive. It's called Silent Night, and Charlie Jones talked about it. When Gordon made that last free throw, that brought them out of their seats, and they'll be vocal the rest of the time. Three-pointer on its way, and good by Stephen Woods. Stephen Woods nails a three-pointer. And he's at the free throw line trying to make it a four-point play. He nailed that one, and he was fouled. Checking in, Martin Gutierrez Fernandez for the Crusaders. Evan Amin is going to check in. Wandy checks out. At the free throw line is Stephen Woods trying to convert on the free throw and make it a four-point play. He does just that. It's 14-10. Longhorns by four. Again, pressure applied by George Ranch. Crusaders finally get it in to Thornburg and back to Thomas Gordon. Gordon to Thornburg. Thornburg takes Devin Davis to the basket. No good. The rebound cleared away by the Crusaders. Fernandez underneath has his ball rejected into the hands of the Longhorns to Devin Davis. And Davis cannot make his connection. Fourth turnover for George Ranch. Sixth turnover for Strake on that block shot at the far end. The inbound to Jordan Johnson. Johnson to Thomas Gordon. In the corner, working on the basket, Alec Gomez. And Gomez can't get that one to drop into the hands of Noah Thomason. He drives down the lane and he's fouled. Foul whistled against number one, Jordan Johnson, the 6'3 senior. His first at the free throw line is Noah Thomason. Thomason, 63% shooter from the free throw line. First one off the mark. Second one upcoming on its way and good by Thomason. He's got four and the lead is five now, 15-10. The inbound to Gordon, back to Jordan Johnson. Johnson back to Gordon. Long three-pointer on its way from Edgar Romero. Off the mark, cleared away by the Longhorns, and the three-pointer is good at the buzzer. A.D. Harris hit the three-pointer for George Ranch, and the Longhorns in that first quarter, a long three-pointer at the buzzer. It's 18-10, George Ranch by eight. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right, back at Strake Jesuit High School, Longhorns 18 and the Crusaders 10. Longhorns with that three-pointer at the buzzer. Scoring looks like this for the Longhorns. 5 points by Davis, four by Noah Thomason, three each by Woods, A.D. Harris, and DeLon Dean. That's the 18 scored by George Ranch. Four turnovers by the Longhorns in the first quarter. Mark another one up for the Crusaders. They lost control of that basketball as the second quarter commences. Seven now for the Crusaders, four for George Ranch. Noah Thomason, 10-foot jumper off the mark. And cleared away by Alec Gomez. Gomez, the dish to Luke Thornburg. Thornburg guarded out top by Harris. Shot is put up and out of bounds. Last touched by the Longhorns. Four points by Thornburg, and then two each by Jordan Johnson, Jack Smith, Thomas Gordon in the first quarter. Still 18-10, Longhorns by eight. Into the corner to Liam Dillon. Dillon drives on the baseline and lays it up and in. Liam Dillon, his first 2 points of the night. It's 18-12. Harris to Noah Thomason. Thomason, little 5-6 foot jumper is good by Noah Thomason. That one hit the rim and then went up and over. It's 20-12. Longhorns by 8. Foul whistled against Ezekiel Wandy, his first. In comes Dominique Dixon, and checking out is Devin Davis. Slap of the basketball by Johnson. He gets it in to the big guy, 6'7", Liam Dillon. Dillon throws it way out top to Edgar Romero. Three-pointer is off the mark. But on the rebound, Dillon is fouled. Foul again on Wandy, his second. At the free throw line is Liam Dillon. First one on its way and good. Dillon with 3 points. The lead is 7 for George Ranch, 20-13. Longhorns came in the building at 16-3, 4-1 in 23-6A. They're tied for first place. Crusaders are 11-13, 2-3 in district play. As Dillon hits the second free throw, 20-14, Longhorns by 6. Crusaders in sixth place in district play. Ball down low to Dominique Dixon. Dixon finds Devin Davis under the basket. 7 points now for Davis. And the lead back up to 8. Into the hands of Jordan Johnson. He drives on the basket. Boy, he made that look easy. Jordan Johnson with 4 points. He averages more than 17 a game. Now over to Noah Thomason. Top of the key, DeLon Dean. Three-pointer, no good. The follow is good by Dominique Dixon, his first 2 points of the night. Good rebound, good follow by Dixon. 24-16, Longhorn lead back up to 8. And another turnover for the Crusaders. That's 8 for them. Longhorns with half that many. And again, Thomas Gordon, the 6'5 senior, is back in the lineup. Now to Noah Thomason. Jordan Johnson on him. Around the horn. Back out top to Noah Thomason. Thomason is tied up at the moment. Double team. Gets it off to Devin Davis. Davis drives a baseline. He has that one rejected and slapped out of bounds by Liam Dillon. Thomason will inbound. Looking, gets it into DeLon Dean. Dean down the lane. 10-foot jumper is good. DeLon Dean. 5 points for Dean. Biggest lead of the night for the Longhorns. 10 points. It's 26-16. Good spin move underneath by Thomas Gordon. He lays it up and in. Got in the lane and spun around and dropped it in. 26-18, Gordon with 4. The feed down the lane to Dominique Dixon. He blows that layup, and the rebound comes down to Liam Dillon. To Johnson, works the left side, as that ball swatted away by Dominique Dixon. Into the corner. Three-pointer is good by Johnson. 26-21. Lead cut down to 5 now. Drive on the baseline. Little jumper by Stephen Woods is good. Woods found an opening down the baseline, pulled up short about 6-8 feet away, and dropped it in for George Ranch. 27-21, Longhorns by six. Johnson reverse layup on the other end. Boy, he made that look easy. He's got 9 points. Lead down to four, 27-23. DeLon Dean guarded out top by Sam Bodden. Pick set there by Devin Davis. Dean drives around the pick and lays it up and in. Dean with seven. Breaking the action, you're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
All right, the inbound by the Crusaders. Ball into Thomas Gordon. Gordon finds Alec Gomez underneath, and Gomez can't do anything with it there. Ball comes into Jack Smith, the 6'2 senior. And Smith loses control. Ball goes out of bounds. Turnover. Against the Crusaders, they have 9 on the ball game. Ball around the horn to Noah Thomason. Now out top to DeLon Dean. Dean guarded out there by Luke Thornburg. Three-pointer on its way by Dean, and that's good. DeLon Dean, his second three-pointer of the night. 32-23, Longhorns by 9. George Ranch almost stole the inbound, but the Crusaders will keep possession. Jordan Johnson will inbound to Thomas Gordon and then back to Johnson. He's double-teamed there. Ball across the timeline to Thornburn. He drives the left side, lays it up and in. Luke Thornburn with 6 points. ...32-25, Longhorns by 7. Lead's been as high as 10. Noah Thomason out top, guarded by Johnson. To DeLon Dean in the far corner. Three-pointer on its way, no good. Cleared off the boards by Alec Gomez. Gomez looking down court, and he gives it to Jack Smith. Smith back to Jordan Johnson. Johnson, Thornburn, back to Johnson. Three-pointer, no good. Ball knocked around into the hands of Ori Limbrick. Limbrick to Noah Thomason. Thomason down the lane, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Johnson, his second. See if we got any scores here on just our game is scored so far. 32-25. Noah Thomason's first free throw is good. Noah with 7. Averages 22. 33-25. 1:57 left before halftime. Second free throw from the left-hander is on its way and good. Johnson, Thomas Gordon, back to Johnson, and back to Gordon again. He drives all the way down the lane, puts it up. First effort, no good. Second effort is. Thomas Gordon stuck with that one. Got the first one on the rebound and put it back up and in. In the corner to Dean. Dean out top to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick, 5'10", sophomore, drives on the basket. That one rolls around, no good. Fought for the rebound by Harris. Harris gathers that one in, and he's fouled. He's down on the court, and finally back up to Evan Amin, who's in the game. Short jumper is off the mark, no good. But on the rebound, Dominic Dixon puts it back up and in. Longhorns got five shots at the basket that time. Finally got one to drop. Excuse me, everybody. Got that one to drop, 36-27. Dominic Dixon with the rebound and the lay-in. Scramble at the far end into the hands of George Ranch. And then a foul whistled against Jack Smith, his first. Ten turnovers for the Crusaders on that transaction. Picked up number 10 at the free throw line, A.D. Harris. All right, Devin Davis is in. Harris at the free throw line. Dominic Dixon. Evan Amin. And Noah Thomason on the court for George Ranch. Free throw on its way, no good. Kicked out top, back into the hands of Harris. Harris puts up the jumper. That's no good, and a foul. Foul whistled against the Longhorns. Devin Davis is first. Team fouls for George Ranch and seven for the Crusaders. At the far end, Luke Thornburn with six, trying to add to that total. Longhorns lead it by 10 and make that nine as Thornburn drains the first free throw. From the free throw line, Thornburn is a 57% free throw shooter. That'll go up as he gets both of those, 37-29. To Noah Thomason in the corner to Dean, three-pointer on its way, off the far rim, no good, in the hands of Devin Davis, and out of bounds, turnover number five for George Ranch. Gordon Johnson is in for the Crusaders. Checking back in, A.D. Harris and Ori Limbrick. Johnson gets it into Alec Gomez. Back to Johnson. To Thornburn, who dribbles across midcourt. He's got Dominic Dixon on him. Into the hands of Jordan Johnson. Johnson loses control. Another turnover. That's number 11. And that's halftime. No dramatics this time. A.D. Harris hit a three-pointer at the buzzer in the first quarter. But the second quarter ends with a Crusader turnover. And right now at half, it's George Ranch 37 and Straight Jesuit 29. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left
lived in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Hee-haw!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHSI Radio.
All right, thanks, Alex. Back at Strake Jesuit High School, Longhorns 37 and the Crusaders 29 as the halftime activities are commencing. We'll bring you up to date on the top scorers. DeLon Dean with 10, and Noah Thomason 8, Devin Davis 7, 5 for Stephen Woods, 4 for Dominic Dixon, and a three-pointer by A.D. Harris at the buzzer of the first quarter. And that's the 37 scored so far by George Ranch. They have 5 turnovers on the night. Charlie Jones will be happy with that number. Keeping those things down is the order of the day all the time. On the other side of the scorebook, Jordan Johnson with 9. 8 points for Luke Thornburn. 6 points for Thomas Gordon. 4 points by Liam Dillon. And a basket by Jack Smith. That's the 29 scored so far by the Crusaders. They finished the first half with 11 turnovers. We're checking again to see if anybody is scoring any of those other 23-6A games. And at the moment, nothing but our score, 37-29 at half. We'll check out here when we come back. We'll have more from Strake Jesuit. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
All right, back at Crusaders Gym at Strake Jesuit High School. Getting ready for quarter number three in this 23-6A basketball game. Bring you up to date on the standings in 23-6A as play began tonight. Dawson and George Ranch tied at 4-1, and then three teams tied at 3-2. Alief Elsick, Pearland, Alief Taylor, and then Strake Jesuit at 2-3, Alief Hastings 1-4, and Brazoswood at 0-5 coming into tonight's play. Taylor is at Elsick, Dawson at Hastings, and Brazoswood down at the home of the Oilers at Pearland for 23-6A high school basketball. Both of these teams were winners last Friday night. The Longhorns beat Elsick 71-56 at Longhorns Gym. And Strake went down to Brazoswood and beat them by 30, 83-53 down in Clute. On Friday night, Strake will travel over to Alief Taylor High School for a 7 o'clock tip-off. George Ranch will play host to Pearland also at 7 o'clock. Longhorns back out on the court. Here come the Crusaders. This time, George Ranch will be moving right to left across your radio dial, across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're getting us tonight on GRHS iRadio. Take a break here. When we come back, third quarter action from Strake Jesuit. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
All right, thank you, ladies. Back at Strake Jesuit High School, Longhorns 37 and the Crusaders 29 as we start quarter number three. Longhorns top scorer, DeLon Dean, with 10. On the other side, Jordan Johnson with 9. Longhorns coming at us this time. We're in the west corner of the gymnasium. Longhorns will be moving right to left and coming right at us here in the second half. Check that. They're moving away from us here in the second half. Ball in the hands of Noah Thomason. Thomason to Devin Davis. Davis to Thomason. DeLon Dean, three-pointer, partially blocked. Pick out of the air by Thomas Gordon. Crusaders coming at us here in the west corner of the gym. In the corner to Edgar Romero. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebound, Liam Dillon. Dillon, the feed to Johnson coming down the lane. He blows the layup. Gets his own rebound, lays it up and in. He's got 11 points. 37-31, lead down to 6. Noah Thomason out top to Wandy. Wandy in the corner to Stephen Woods. Woods leaves it out top for Wandy. Back to Woods, back to Wandy. Shot with the left hand, no good. Tried to kind of hook it in there, the rebound to the Crusaders. In the corner again to Edgar Romero. Off top now to Jordan Johnson. Johnson to Liam Dillon. Johnson stops at the free throw line. Kicks it over to Sam Bodden on the far side. And a foul whistled away from the basketball against DeLon Dean, his third. Dean picked up two personal fouls early in the first quarter, and he was replaced by Evan Amin. Now he's back out, of course, starting here in the second half. Was the Longhorns' leading scorer in the first half with 10. Out top to Romero. Around the horn to Sam Bodden. Bodden down the lane and has that one knocked away. 12 turnovers for the Crusaders. DeLon Dean, three-pointer is good from the far wing. He's got 13 points. To check the scoreboard here. Scoreboard now, it's correct, 40-31. And Noah Thomason hits the jumper . See if there is a foul underneath after Thomason hit the J. Nope, they'll give him the basket. 42-31, biggest lead of the night by the Longhorns, back up to 11. Around to Johnson. Johnson makes a move on the left side, lays it up and in. Jordan Johnson, he's got 13 points. Averages close to 18. Three-pointer again by DeLon Dean. That one in and out, cleared off the boards by Thomas Gordon. Gordon to Johnson, and Wandy commits a personal foul. His third of the night. The lead is 9, 42-33. Driving down the lane is Thornburn. Can't get the layup to drop. Cleared off the boards by Dean. Dean takes it himself down the left side. Wants to shoot. Pulls it up. Gets it to Noah Thomason on the right side. Thomason, stutter step dribble. Jump shot on its way. No good. And the rebound is out of bounds. And over the back is Wandy. Fourth personal foul, and Charlie Jones will give him a breather and send in his 6'3 junior, Dominique Dixon. Over here to Edgar Romero. Romero looking for Johnson in the corner, now keeps it out top to Liam Dillon. Dillon around the horn to Luke Thornburn. Back to Romero to Johnson. Johnson gets it into Dillon. Little hook pass to Thornburn down the lane, lays it up and in. 10 points for Luke Thornburn. Over to DeLon Dean on the right side. Now out top to Stephen Woods. Woods to Noah Thomason. The feed underneath to Dominic Dixon. No good. Cleared off the boards and laid back in is Devin Davis. He's got 9 points on the night. 44-35, back up to nine. Thornburn. Double teamed on the far side. Ball barely over to Johnson. Back inside to the big guy, Thomas Gordon. He can't get it to drop into the hands of Stephen Woods. Woods to Devin Davis. He tries the right side. And the ball is stuffed back at him. And then he carried it out of bounds. It's a turnover for George Ranch, number six of the night. In comes Alec Gomez. Gomez in for the Crusaders. Now with the basketball guarded first by Dean, then by Thomason, and now again by Dean. Playing catch out top are the Crusaders to Thornburn. Thornburn back over to Alec Gomez. Gomez drives the lane, leaves that one for nobody in particular. 13th turnover for George Ranch. First personal foul whistled against Thomas Gordon at the far end. Sam Bodden checks in, and Luke Thornburn checks out for Dominic Amorosa's club. Inbound to Noah Thomason. 3:27 left in the third quarter. Thomason works the far side. He's double-teamed over there. Finds the open man, Stephen Woods, around the horn to DeLon Dean. Dean way outside. He likes to shoot from out there. He hits about 38% of his three-pointers. Ball to Dean, three-pointer on its way. That one a little bit short off the iron. Knocked around and then out of bounds. Last touched by the Crusaders. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. Leading by 9, 44-35. Into DeLon Dean. Three-pointer is good from the corner. DeLon Dean, his fourth tray of the night. 47-35, biggest lead is 12. Round the horn to Johnson. Johnson directs traffic. Pulls up the dribble. Now gets it down on the baseline to Liam Dillon. And around the horn and out top to Sam Bodden. Bodden drives down the lane and he's fouled by Devin Davis. Personal foul number two for Devin Davis at the free throw line. Sam Bodden scoreless tonight so far. The 6'3 senior at the free throw line. 33% free throw shooter. First one on its way and good. That one hit the back iron, went straight up and came straight down through the net. He'll get another. Longhorns by 11. And you can make that 10 as Bodden converts on both free throws. 47-37. To Thomason, some mild pressure applied by the Crusaders. Now the feed down low to Dixon. Out top to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound cleared by Thomas Gordon. Gordon gets it over to Sam Bodden. He's picked up at the timeline by Noah Thomason. Around to the far side to Johnson. To Thomas Gordon, back to Johnson. Johnson at the top of the key. Now dishes it over. Edgar Romero hits a three-pointer. Three-pointer by Edgar Romero. First points of the night for Edgar. 47-40. Now a tie-up. And ball is taken away. Seven turnovers by George Ranch. Another three-pointer on its way. This one is short by Romero. Picked off And then sent down court and laid up and in by DeLon Dean. Longhorns worked the fast break there. 49-40. Got the rebound at this end and found Dean streaking towards the basket. Longhorns by nine. This one down low to Thomas Gordon. Gordon kicks it out top. Now to Alec Gomez. Gomez on the floor with the basketball, tied up by Noah Thomason. And let's see where the award goes. In come Evan Amin and Ore Limbrick, and then A.D. Harris for George Ranch. On that last tie-up, the award goes to the Crusaders. They'll inbound under their own basket. Johnson will do that. Gets it out top to Romero. Back to Johnson. He drives down the lane. Little dipsy-do move underneath the basket. And he lays it in. 15 points for Johnson. On the right corner, down court. Thomason now drives down the lane. And he's fouled. Foul whistled against Luke Thornburn, the 6'2 junior. That's his first. At the free throw line, Noah Thomason. Thomason with 10. Make that 11 as he converts on that free throw. He's perfect tonight at 4 for 4. 50-42. Lead is 8. Next one on its way, and that's good as well. 5 for 5 for Noah Thomason. Thomason, a 63% shooter. That'll go up as he is 5 for 5 from the line. Now out top, Sam Bodden, guarded out there by Ore Limbrick. 7 seconds left in the third quarter. Turnover by the Crusaders. That's 14. And the Longhorns return the favor. That's number 8 on George Ranch. Longhorns tried to get something going. Threw it high and out of everybody's reach on the far end. Three-pointer on its way at the buzzer is no good. Longhorns 51 and the Crusaders 42. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its 7th year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
All right, back for the fourth quarter here at Strake Jesuit. Longhorns 51, Crusaders 42. Top scorers for George Ranch, 18 for DeLon Dean, 12 for Noah Thomason, 9 points Devin Davis, 6 points Stephen Woods, 4 Dominique Dixon, 3 for A.D. Harris. That's the 51 George Ranch has with 8 turnovers through 3 quarters. Jordan Johnson with 15 for the Crusaders, 10 by Luke Thornburn, 6 by Thomas Gordon, 4 by Liam Dillon, and then 2 each by Sam Bodden, Jack Smith, and a 3-pointer by Edgar Romero. Longhorns lose it at the far end, 9 turnovers for George Ranch. They lead by 9, this one into Liam Dillon. Dillon in the lane, puts it up, no good, gets his own rebound, and he's fouled. foul whistled against Evan Amin, his first. At the free throw line, Liam Dillon with four. And make that five as that free throw goes straight through the net. Next one on its way, and that's good as well. He's four for four from the free throw line. Longhorn lead is 7, 51-44. Pressure put on by the Crusaders, broken by the Longhorns. George Ranch threw it away again. That's three consecutive turnovers now for the Longhorns, 10 for the game. Play getting a little ragged here for George Ranch at the end of the third quarter and in here to the fourth. Romero around to Liam Dillon. Dillon to Luke Thornburg, to Johnson, to Dillon. Back to Thornburg down the lane, lays it up and in. Luke Thornburg with 12. Lead has shrunk down to 5 points, 51-46. Inside 7 minutes to play in the ball game to Limbrick. Limbrick out top to Noah Thomason. Thomason's got Evan Amin in the right corner. He loses control of the ball. And that is what they were going to call over and back, but the Crusaders knocked the ball away from Thomason's dribble. And they called a out of bounds on the basketball, as it turns out. In any event, Longhorns have it. Three-pointer on its way from Thomason. No good. Rebounded by Johnson. Ahead to Liam Dillon, who slams it home. And what was a 12-point lead at one time is down to three, 51-48. Now down low to Devin Davis, who lays it up and in. Longhorns needed that basket. 53-48, 5-point lead. Thornburg, a little short jumper from the free throw line. And that one finds the bottom of the net, and Charlie Jones wants a timeout. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Longhorns, three consecutive turnovers coming out of the third quarter and into the fourth. Just one basket by Devin Davis, and boy, did George Ranch need that basket. Luke Thornburg, on the other hand, hit a couple jumpers in the lane. A couple free throws by Liam Dillon, and then a slam by Dillon. And Longhorns have been outscored 8-2 early in the fourth quarter here. And the lead is down to 3, 53-50. Thomason works on Thornburg. Drives down the lane, a little scoop layup attempt, no good. Cleared off the boards by Liam Dillon. Dillon into the hands of Johnson. Thornburg from the corner. That is off the mark. And a foul. Ball was in the hands of Noah Thomason. Thornburg came from behind him and committed the foul. His second of the night. Longhorns will inbound on the far side. Wandy does that. Gets the ball in to Noah Thomason. Thomason guarded by Thornburg. Takes him to the basket. Now kicks it way out top to Stephen Woods. Woods to Thomason on the right side. Drives, puts it up, no good. Kicked out top to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer on its way. Rattles around, no good. Cleared off the boards by Liam Dillon. Three-point lead by George Ranch. 5:10 remaining in the ball game. Out top to Edgar Romero. Romero to Thornburn. Drives the lane, no good. As a matter of fact, ball is blocked. Rebounded by Stephen Woods, and then Thornburn falls on the back of Woods' ankle, commits his third personal foul, and Woods will walk that one off. It doesn't want to come out. Wandy inbound to Thomason. Thomason draws Alec Gomez on him and gets it over to Stephen Woods. Woods is dogged by Romero. Romero knocks the ball around. Woods retains possession. Gets it down low to Wandy, who lays it up and in. First 2 points of the night for Wandy. 55-50. Longhorns by five. Around the horn to Johnson. Johnson draws Noah Thomason. To Alec Gomez. Gomez down the right side, puts up the shot off the board and good. Alec Gomez puts one off the glass. 55-52, Longhorns by three. And Noah Thomason drove the left side. It looked like he was stripped of the basketball, but he just lost control. 11 turnovers now for George Ranch. Longhorns by three. Inside 4 minutes to play now to Johnson. Johnson drives around a pick set by a teammate. Tries to lay it up and in. No good. Off the boards. And then back to Thomas Gordon, who gets it in. Longhorns by one. Lead was 12 at one time. Our view obscured here a little bit by the bench. Everybody up on Strake's bench right in front of us here to Noah Thomason. Thomason, right side jumper is good. Noah Thomason. Another big basket for George Ranch. Get a little breathing space here. 57-54, Longhorns by three. Down to Dillon. Dillon's first shot is no good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Edgar Romero. Romero, it's a three-pointer. That's 2 3-pointers for Romero. We are tied at 57. Longhorns drive on the basket. Noah Thomason again with a big basket at the far end. Longhorns by two. And a timeout asked for and granted to Dominic Amorosa. And the Longhorns up by two with 2:42 to play in this 23-6A basketball game between the Longhorns and the Crusaders. Let's update some scoring. Stephen Woods with six. A.D. Harris with three. Dominic Dixon with four. Devin Davis with 11. Noah Thomason with 16. 18 by DeLon Dean, and a basket by Ezekiel Wandy. On the other side, Jordan Johnson with 15. A basket by Alec Gomez. 2 3-pointers by Edgar Romero. 14 for Luke Thornburn. 2 for Jack Smith. 2 for Sam Bodden. 8 points for Thomas Gordon. And 8 points for Liam Dillon. Huddle broken at both benches. Longhorns come out first. 2:42 left in the ball game. George Ranch by two. Lead was as big as 12 at one time. Longhorns had some trouble latter part of the third quarter and into the fourth. Here comes Johnson. Hand off to Luke Thornburn. Back to Johnson. Out top to Thomas Gordon. Gordon around the horn to Thornburn. He's guarded by Noah Thomason. Top of the key to Johnson. On the far side to Alec Gomez. Gomez, Thornburn, top of the key. Real deliberate offense now by the Crusaders, looking for that good shot. Cross court now to Thornburn. Drives the baseline, puts up a little jumper, no good. Knocked around into the hands of Devin Davis. Ahead to Noah Thomason. Thomason blows a layup. Looks like he was caught in between dunking it and laying it in, and it hit the rim and came off. Foul whistled at this end. Check that. Knocked out of bounds at this end. Back into the hands of the Crusaders. Still 59-57. Inside 2 minutes to play. To Jordan Johnson, the 6'3 senior with 15 points. Over to Thornburn. Thornburn back to Johnson. Three-pointer on its way is good. Jordan Johnson with the three. And for the first time in a long time, the Crusaders take the lead. It's 60-59 and by one. To Noah Thomason. Thomason guarded by Thornburn. Top of the key. Jump shot on its way. No good. Off the mark. Gathered in by Thornburn. Crusaders have Jordan Johnson guarded by Wandy out top. Around to Thomas Gordon. And then to Dillon. And Dillon is fouled by Noah Thomason. Second personal foul on Noah Thomason at the free throw line. Liam Dillon, 53% free throw shooter is Dillon. It was a semi-intentional foul by Noah Thomason to get Dillon to the line. First shot on its way, no good. Longhorns get what they want out of that play. Rebound by Noah Thomason. Inside a minute to play. 47 seconds to be exact. Around the horn to Steven Woods. Woods to DeLon Dean. He fakes the three-pointer. Now puts up a long one from the top of the key. No good. The rebound by Devin Davis. He comes straight down and walks with the basketball. 12 turnovers for George Ranch. Three in the third quarter. Four here in the fourth. 12 for the game. Strake by one. 30 seconds left in the ball game. Ball stolen away by Steven Woods. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Nobody under the basket but white shirts. And Thornburn gathers up the rebound and a timeout is called. Good steal by Steven Woods. Put up a long shot and nobody underneath the basket for George Ranch. That one went off the rim and was gathered in by Thornburn. And then the timeout. 19.7 seconds left. Strake 60, George Ranch 59. Longhorns outscored 18-8 here in the fourth quarter. Couple three-pointers, one by Johnson, one by Edgar Romero, couple baskets by Luke Thornburn, a basket by Liam Dillon, and a couple free throws. Thomas Gordon with a basket on the other side. Longhorns got a couple lay-ins by Noah Thomason, a basket by Davis, and a basket by Wandy. And the damage was done, though. Strake clawed at that 7-9 point lead coming out of the third quarter. And here in the fourth, went up by one, 60-59. Crusaders trying to get the ball in. Duke get it in to Jordan Johnson. Johnson guarded by Wandy. Now double teamed by Wandy and Woods. And Crusaders ball on the double team. .6 seconds left. The inbound by Thomas Gordon. And Gordon cannot get the ball in within the 5 seconds. And now let's see what the call is. The referees are saying now that Dominic Omarosa called a timeout instead of Gordon not being able to get the ball in. Crusaders by one, 60-59, 14.6 seconds left. Ball's been down on the far end of the court, but the Crusaders trying to get it in and get it down court, and they haven't been able to do that. Both teams huddled around their respective coaches. It was 51-42 coming out of the third quarter. The Longhorns led it by 9 and then got outscored here in the fourth quarter. .8 And lead it by one, 60-59. Again, Thomas Gordon will try to inbound. And finally gets it into Johnson. And Johnson intentionally fouled by Wandy. That may be his fifth personal foul. Looks like it is. Wandy goes over and shakes hands with Dominic Omarosa, signaling his day is finished. At the free throw line will be Jordan Johnson. He's got 18 points. Free throw on its way and good by Johnson. Make that 19. 2-point lead now by the Crusaders. 12 and a half seconds left in the ballgame. And second one is good. It's a 3-point lead, 62-59. Longhorns get it in to Noah Thomason. And Charlie Jones wants a timeout, wants to make sure his club knows exactly what they're going to be doing. Now that Thomason got it across midcourt, 8.5 seconds left. Jordan Johnson converted on both of those free throws after the intentional foul by Ezekiel Wandy. 20 points on the night for Johnson. 14 for Thornburn. Top two scorers for the Crusaders. Longhorns have DeLon Dean with 18 and Thomason with 16. And then in single figures, Stephen Woods with 6. 4 by Dominique Dixon. 3 by Harris. And a basket by Wandy. Longhorns will inbound at the far end. Look for George Ranch to get the ball into the hands of Noah Thomason. Unless Thomason will take it out, and he will do exactly that. Longhorns have Thomason, DeLon Dean, Evan Amin, Devin Davis, and Stephen Woods on the court. I don't know if this is another timeout or the referees are speaking about how much time is left on the scoreboard. It now says 8 seconds even. Now one of the officials will go over and talk to the official scorer. Everybody's nodding over there that that's the correct amount of time. So the Longhorns come back out. Noah Thomason will inbound. He's got Dean, Evan Amin, Devin Davis, and Stephen Woods as possible choices. Ball is in to Davis, back to Noah Thomason. In the corner, DeLon Dean, three-pointer on its way. Barely hits the iron, comes down, and that's the ball game. The Strake Jesuit Crusaders, 62, and George Ranch, 59. Longhorns had that three-pointer from the corner by Dean. The ball was just a little bit short. It hit the iron and went straight down. The rebound by Thomas Gordon, and he just sent the ball down court, and the buzzer went off. That's a final. Strake Jesuit, 62. George Ranch, 59. We'll be back. We'll wrap this one up in just a moment. You've been listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Carol and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harold and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harold and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671. Or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond, or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Back at Strake Jesuit High School, final score, Crusaders 62 and George Ranch 59. The Longhorns outscored 20-8 in that fourth quarter. That allowed the Crusaders to erase that 9-point lead from the third quarter and finally go ahead and stay ahead by three. 62-59 is the final for the Longhorns. Led in scoring by DeLon Dean with 18, 16 by Noah Thomason, 11 by Devin Davis, 6 by Stephen Woods, 4 Dominique Dixon, 3 A.D. Harris, and 2 Ezekiel Wandy. And that's the 59 scored by George Ranch on this Tuesday night in 23-6A basketball. Longhorns fall to 16-4, 4-2 overall in 23-6A play. finished with 13 turnovers, 5 in the fourth quarter. On the other side of my book, Jordan Johnson with 20, 14 by Luke Thornburn, 8 each by Liam Dillon and Thomas Gordon, 6 points by Edgar Romero, a basket each for Jack Smith and Sam Bodden, and also a basket by Alec Gomez, and that's the 62 points scored by Dominic Amorosa's club. Crusaders now up to 12-13, 3-3 overall in 23-6A play. So standings will change just a little bit. We find out what happened in those other ball games. Taylor at Elsick, Dawson at Hastings, and Brazoswood at Pearland. Let's see if we can get Charlie Jones over here. He's still talking to the Longhorns on the far side of the gym here. As we said several times during the broadcast, the Longhorns had turnover trouble coming out of the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. They exited the third quarter with a 9-point lead, 51-42. But that turnover trouble, coupled with the hot shooting of the Crusaders, they outscored George Ranch 20-8 in that fourth quarter to win the ball game by 3, 62-59. I don't think we'll get a chance to talk to Charlie Jones tonight. We'll be on the air Friday night from George Ranch at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. The Pearland Oilers will come into George Ranch. And yeah, I guess not. Charlie will not join us tonight. Pearland Oilers will come into George Ranch for another 23-6A basketball game. Strake Jesuit will head over to A-Leaf Taylor to play their district ball game. Final score tonight, Strake Jesuit 62 and George Ranch 59. Thanks for listening tonight. I'm Tom Tarando. We'll be on the air, as we said, Friday night at 6:45 p.m. with the pregame and 7 o'clock with the opening tip. So long, everybody.